Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Guile. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Bresud catches it and throws to second to double up Wood. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tillman moves to second. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Bressuit moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-1 in the game. Guile hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howie Koplitz now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe juggles the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to third. Bob Farley pinch hits for Howie Koplitz. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fernandez tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-2 in the game. Guile hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive towards the mound. Schwall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schwall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roark takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Ron Nischwitz. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is hit by the pitch. Roark moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roark scores. Osborne moves to second. It's 6-2. Red Sox. Arnold Early now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Osborne moves to third. Wood moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Fletcher now pitching. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 3 in the game. Guile takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Guile moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guile moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bresud hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fletcher covering, for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Malzone hits a line drive to center field. Bruton throws towards third. McAuliffe fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAuliffe. Clinton moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Tom Fletcher. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Bubba Morton pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.